Opener of Sun Belt Conference play here inside Hanner Fieldhouse. The final score, Georgia Southern 84, Arkansas State 75. Joined now by our player of the game, and Simone James finishes with 10 points, 7 rebounds, 4 steals to tie a career high. And Chad and I talked about it throughout the broadcast. It really seemed like, especially in the first part of the second quarter, there was a couple of times where Arkansas State trying to make a run. You get a good steal at the top of the key for a layup. What does it mean to be able to do that and swing the momentum?
It actually means a lot. I know my coaches have definitely been on me to read the passing lanes and jump the lanes. That's something I needed to work on. So I think I applied it in practice, and then it transferred to the game.
Did a really good job today for Georgia Southern with 4 Eagles coming in double figures. Maya Burns leads the way with 23. But when you look at the scoring, what's the biggest thing that worked against Arkansas State?
Our biggest thing was definitely running and making sure we got rebounds. I know we were kind of down in the rebounding war, but I think we pulled it out. Hopefully, I don't know. But, so I think rebounding, running, and, yeah, just sharing the ball was our biggest thing this game.
You did. Out-rebounded them 45-39.
Okay, that's good.
How much fun is this type of offense? Coach Howard has talked about ever since she got here, running, getting out in transition, as many possessions as possible. How much fun is it to play in this offense?
It's actually really fun. Really, you just need to run, and everything just comes to you. She really lets you play freely, but you also have to stay inside the offense and just execute for her, and everything will be good.
How important was this game? You open up Sun Belt Conference play here at home, get the win over Arkansas State. How important is that to this team?
This game was really important. We wanted to finish 1-0 in 2021 and start our conference play being 1-0, and I think we did really good and executed well and got our win for our coach.
Simone, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Once again, that's Simone James, finishes the ball game with 10 points, 7 rebounds, 4 steals in this game as well, en route to the 84-75 victory for Georgia Southern over Arkansas State, joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And this is one that Chad talked about it throughout the broadcast. The first couple of minutes especially wasn't necessarily the prettiest offense known this man, but at the end of the day, really took advantage of what you were able to against Arkansas State. What was the biggest keys in this game?
Keeping our composure. You know, I thought it was a different feel. You know, we didn't have our full team. And so anytime you take a piece out of the puzzle looks a little differently. And so we had to figure out what that actually looked like. And I told them, you know, it's next woman up. And I'm really pleased, of course, with two of the high-powered offensive teams. I think the score was like 2-3 for like forever at one point. I was like, wow, this is going to be one of those nights. But I'm pleased to see how we came out together, played, and then finished down the stretch.
We talked about it with Simone, and the fact that it seemed like Arkansas State, for a lot of the first half, it was a 1-2 possession game. Every time that Arkansas State seemed to get the momentum on their side, it was either a big steal by Simone James, a couple of big plays throughout the tail end of this ball game. What was the big key of keeping the momentum on your side for the majority of this game?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Simone, well, we call her Money. I thought Money was on the money. She did exactly what we know she can do. She's a long defender, really active, and so she just shot the passing lanes. And that's what we asked her to do. You know, that's easy offense when you can get a steal and create a live ball turnover to get 2 points. It was the big boost we needed. That's easy offense, as we say.
Really impressed with the way Janiyah Lovehill and CeCe Thomas really ran the point for this team. Both of them playing a little bit more than they're expecting because of the short bench like he talked about. But when you've got two players like that, had a couple of big passes, especially CeCe early in the first half, had a couple of really big passes to see the floor, and you see both of them getting so much better every single day.
Yeah, I'm so pleased with the brain, Lovehill. She does what she does, and she controlled our tempo. She got to the free throw line. She crashed the glass. You know, she had great assists. But for Constance Thomas to come off the bench and give us a boost when Lovehill needed a break, the Sun Belt hadn't seen what Constance can bring. You know, she's an electrifying player. And so for her to slowly start to come out of her shell, she was 100% from the free throw line, had 3 assists. I mean, everyone literally just chipped in from the point guards on down to the post and Big Lid.
Arkansas State looked like they were trying to take back momentum towards the tail end of this ball game. It's cut down to a 1-possession game, and then you have a play where a foul in the front court for you guys that you're trying to inbound the ball, it turns into a technical foul as well against Trinity Jackson. She fouls out of the game, and it really seemed like that was a huge turning point in this game.
Yeah, we want to make sure we stayed on the attack. We always try to see who can get to the bonus first, and so we wanted to kind of get them on their heels. And so when Janiya Lovehill attacked the basket, you know, Trinity, she got frustrated. And so it was a great way to kind of get one of their better players out of the game. But we're always looking to be on attack. So as long as we can attack their defense, whether it's in transition or the half court set, that's what we're looking to do.
We just asked Simone this, but how important is a game like this? You only get one opportunity this weekend because the Little Rock game canceled, but you're 1-0 in Sun Belt play and defend the home court like you talk about all the time.
I have to give glory to God because I don't know if I would have been – what kind of wife I would have been at home sitting on the one loss and hadn't had a whole week to kind of fix it. So I'm glad that we were able to take care of home court advantage, come out with a win. And I just thank God. You know, a lot of different things could have happened today. Our team could have not played because we didn't have players, and I asked them just to remain focused, and that's what they did.
Coach, appreciate the time. Congrats on the victory.
Thank you.
Once again, that's an 84-75 victory for Georgia Southern over Arkansas State. Once again, here from Hanner Fieldhouse, we finish up from Hanner after this local message. Powered by Learfield, this is the Georgia Southern Sports Network.